it's one of those nights where somehow it's a tough environment on the road, their home opener of the year, and it was just one of those you just survive and find a way to win, and you guys did that tonight.
Yeah, you know, and we've been in a game like that, so we had a little bit of experience from that Coronado game, but yeah, we let them get off to a hot start. I think that's probably the third time we've came down here and Coppers went off on us in the first quarter. Keeping him in front of you is difficult. Mm-hmm. He's a fast kid, and we got caught with our hand in the cookie jar a little bit too much trying to reach, and that doesn't work on him. He gets downhill very, very quick. He's got a nice floater. He's got soft touch. So it was disappointing, to say the least, that we allowed the game to be that way. I just didn't think we had any flow. I think our guys, you know, probably thought they were going to come down here and dominate the game, and they had different plans. But you know, you so many times early in the game we had opportunities to get easy buckets, and we turned it over, got a deflection, and just their little bit of pressure that they put on us sped us up to a point where we could not run our offense once we broke it. And so, I mean, that's eye-opening to our guys, and they know that they need to get better. But very proud of Alex's defensive effort in the second half on Trace, because he limited him to like six, I think, which is tough to do, especially, you know, with a kid that has the ball in his hand 90% of the time. I thought Alex did a fantastic job, and we made plays down the stretch. But at the same time, it's kind of a rough night. You know, you let a team have hope like that at home, like you said, and they came out and they had, you know, role players make big shots for them. And when you allow teams to stick around and get that confidence and then feed off of their crowd, I mean, it makes for a long night.
Well, and, you know, they had that huge run in the third quarter. I think they hit their first shots of the six shots of the second half, and all of a sudden you find yourself down seven. And a little gut check time there, and whatever it is, you guys being down seven twice in four games, I think that's the magic number for you to come back.
I'd rather not, but it's one of those things. You know, your back gets up against the wall, and all of a sudden, how do you respond? I thought our guys responded by being aggressive, getting the ball to the paint. Jackson decided to take over, but I mean, just too many wasted possessions where we had him down there, and we just didn't execute the passes to get it to him. And when a team's running a run and jump press, you can just go ahead and assume that there's going to be somebody running through every window that you pass to, and we threw our fair share of really bad long passes and allowed them to get their hands on it or steal it. But you know, it was quite the game there. I thought Sage's play was big time. That I think that got our crowd fired up, and I know it got our players fired up. That was pretty cool to watch, and it was a big turning point for our game.
I was going to say that was going to lead me into his posterization there. I think that kind of flipped the game, and I mean, you got your team, you go up 42-41, and he hits a free throw. You got to be feeling like there's no way we're losing now.
Yeah, this isn't to sound, I don't know what it would sound like, but I wasn't worried throughout the game. I kind of saw our guys get a little jittery, and you know, if I'm going to start adding to it, then it's going to be even worse. So I try to stay as calm as I could over there. I just, you know, when I see these guys play fast and play effective and efficient at practice, and then to come out here, you know, it was kind of a they didn't expect it. I was worried. Due to the fact that our practice yesterday was kind of going through the motions and lack of focus. So I think we learned, you know, you can't overlook anybody.
No.
And our league being what it is, I mean, you can't. I mean, every single night it's going to be a grind. And, you know, we've got to be able to break a press and then get into an offense that somewhat resembles what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we really didn't do that. But, you know, with that being said, Jackson's posting up down there. He's open. I mean, it's we just got to get him the ball. And then, I think he's worried that people are going to start trying to fake and flop, and they did a couple of times. But you just got to be smart. You know, when you have the size advantage that he does, I saw him play off the face-up a little bit more tonight, which he needs to do because he has good moves. And once he squares up to the basket, I mean, the shot is now a move, you know, because you got to defend that, and he's able to do that. But the bottom line is, well, I don't know how many turnovers we had, 15 or 13 or something like that, but it's still too many in the way that they came. We got to clean that up.
And that's something that you can learn from along the way, and just probably not trying to force things too much as well. And there, if you probably had to feel like at times you guys did is force too many thing passes into the paint.
Oh, 100%. I think when we see Jackson, we just assume he's always open, and we just throw it without really observing what's around him. And we get caught with that, and he as well. I think Jackson gets caught, you know, trying to make too many plays that probably don't need to be made. You know, he tries to make a spin move down here when he gets a steal, and it's a big part of the game, and he tries a spin move where he could easily just stop and shoot over the top. So, I mean, it's just those little things that are learning experiences that will only make us better. But, yeah, you know, a lot of credit to Cimarron. They came out, you know, they got hot, and it really rolled into their crowd because it was fairly loud in here and a little chippy at times, and there was quite the contact out there. But, you know, I thought both teams did a good job of not really letting that bother them. But, yeah, a lot of credit to them.
Well, you get Colby at home on Friday night, and they knocked off Holcomb here tonight. And by, I think it was around 8 points, I think it was. And so you're going to get a pretty fired up Colby team after they lost their season opener and they've won their last three.
Yeah, a little bit of a different style, more of a set continuity type of deal other than, you know, chasing Parker's action for ever and ever last few years. But, yeah, they got good players. And, again, another team that, you know, they're streaky, and if they get hot from three, you know, it's going to be tough with Tubbs down there. And then defensively, you know, for the most part, I've seen 1-3-1, which, you know, gives some teams some fits. But I like our offense against 1-3-1s. You know, Sage and Jackson do a good job. Our guards do a good job of seeing over the top of the zone for those guys. So we'll have to get prepared for a little bit of everything. But, you know, we'll enjoy this tonight. And, you know, our guys need to come back ready to go with a little bit more energy, a little more focus tomorrow at practice.
Well, it's, you know, you can't go wrong with that. It's 5-0. You can't get to 5-0 without starting 4-0 and an opportunity to get to 6-0. But a great road win here tonight. Coach, congratulations on the win here. And we'll talk to you a couple more times here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Comments.